Hey everybody, it's JR. I just want to talk to you a little bit today about something that happened to me the other day. And Dave asked me if I'd tell you about it, just because it kind of changed my life. I think it'll change your life. It changed his life. Changed my aunt's life. Changed everybody's life. So I was down at my cousin Skeeter's shop the other day, and I walked in there and I was trying to steal a couple parts because my Ford ain't working right. And Skeeter walked in. He didn't know what I was doing because Skeeter's kind of stupid. And he was like, "Hey, bud, I got something I need to tell you. Why don't you take a seat right there?" I had a seat right there. He said, "I want to tell you about something that I found out today. If you haven't heard about it, I think it's right time you did." He said, "It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way imaginable to make a podcast." And I was like, "Skeeter, all right, well, you have my curiosity, you got my attention, bud." So he said, "Well, let me talk to you about it." He said, "It's free. There's creation tools on it. They allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. And it'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, many other things, many more platforms. You can make money from your podcast, no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place." And I started thinking about it, and I ain't never heard Skeeter say none of these words before. So obviously it took to him pretty well. It must be pretty important to him. So I just want to come on here and tell you that you should download Anchor today. And, you know, just do with it what you want to do, man. Just have a good time with it. My cousin Skeeter's making a podcast now. And he just is just having time of his life with it. And, you know, I keep stealing his parts, but he's making money from Anchor, and it kind of offsets it all, so he can keep living, and he can feed his kids and his family and all that stuff right there. So download Anchor today, and maybe you can be, you know, the next Skeeter. I don't know.
Following total atomic annihilation, the rebuilding of this great nation of ours may fall to you. That's why we here at Vault Boys WB will take you on an oral tour of the beautiful state of West Virginia. There's no other place to be better prepared for the impending fallout. Now we go live to our team of experts.
Hello and welcome to Vault Boys WV, a mutated podcast crossbreeding our shared history in Appalachia with the post-apocalyptic state in Fallout 76. I am your card-carrying cryptozoologist, Dave Chaffins, and joining me is my favorite son of a Mothman, Austin O'Connor. What's going on, Austin?
You got the cryptozoologist right there.
I did.
You didn't stumble, but you did. I feel like it's become like a weekly, I judge your intro.
Yes.
Like, my first reaction is like, well, you did this, but you didn't do this.
Well, now
right,
I don't have the paper, you know. Yeah. I don't read off.
It is impressive. No, that's good. But I'm good.
I think there's a time... Maybe I changed something without actually writing it down, and then it just became a part of it.
Yeah,
it was, and it's like, you know, if you asked me to repeat it, like, we had a family prayer growing up, and I won't be able to do it until we're sitting down at dinner, and my parents would ask me, "David, will you say the blessing?" And I'll go, "Yes," and then it's good.
You know,
any other time, can't tell you what it is. Can't tell you what the intro to the podcast is until we have the mics in front of us and we're ready to record.
Well, to answer your question, I'm doing great.
That's good.
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
It's been several weeks.
We had some stuff happen.
Yeah, we had some. You had some travel. We went out, did some fun stuff.
Yeah. In the time that we have been gone, I did a lot of traveling. Like, a lot.
Well, you've been like gone all this time.
Yeah. I went to Chicago for a little bit. That was fun. Got to see the city. I'd never been to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen it from a plane.
Yeah. It's a really nice city. Mm-hmm. I was pleasantly surprised. A lot of people had told me it was like New York, but cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I could like see it. It was good. I went to the Bean, got my tourist picture at the Bean, a little selfie.
Oh, the Bean. But then it got tagged. I saw that.
Yeah.
Got tagged.
Did it really?
Yeah, it got tagged.
When?
A few weeks ago. Got tagged.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
I think it was after you already went, and I saw that. I was like, I wonder if he saw the tag.
I got my...
I think they cleaned it. It was like, oh my gosh, it's been tagged, and they just cleaned it. Yeah.
I got my first... like, authentic slice of deep dish Chicago pizza.
How was that? Did it live up to the hype?
So, have you ever had deep dish before?
I've had Pizza Hut deep dish pizza. Thank you very much.
So, you never had, like you said, you've never been to Chicago, but...
Right.
I'm torn. Mm-hmm. It was really good, delicious, but it was like a fancy lasagna with crust. Like, that's what I would... It's really thick, and it's just a lot. Like two pieces, and I felt like
it's like a quiche almost.
Yeah, I was just like,
it's like a real hot, like, heavy
quiche. If I'm gonna order a pizza for, let's say there's a football, like the Super Bowl, and I'm gonna order a pizza, it would be the opposite of a deep dish. Like, I'm not getting a deep dish pizza for that.
You're getting something that's handheld.
Yeah. I want like a thin crust or just like a normal like pan pizza. Like
right. Then when you throw it, it can almost act kind of like a Frisbee. Yeah. You know?
This it would be like, you could probably injure someone. It was so heavy, like throwing a full, like it would be like,
shot put
attempted, like, yeah, like attempted murder. Like, it would be really bad, but it was really good. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. I did that. A lot of walking there because I didn't feel like calling an Uber.
Right.
I did the first day we were there, I looked and I had walked 8 miles. So, so it was definitely, I did that. I was in North Carolina. I went to South Carolina.
That's right. I saw you were at the, Austin O'Connor Center for Religious Experience.
Yes.
That's something they refer to that now as. I like that. I just came up with that on the fly.
AKA Carolina Panthers training camp. So
yes. The Austin O'Connor Center for Religious Experience.
Yeah. A lot of experiences. Definitely. I do want to mention something that happened to me in Chicago, though, that it was like I was so angry, but I was also just amazed at the same time that I couldn't really be angry.
Mm-hmm.
I was out one night because I have a friend that lives up there. So we were out hanging out, and it was probably like 12:30, 1 a.m. And she was going to Uber back to her place, and I was going to Uber to the hotel. So I was like, well, I'm not going to leave her. Like, I'll wait for her Uber, and then I'll call mine. That way, you know, she's not standing on the corner of the street.
Mm.
And we're waiting there, and I had on some, like, Clark's boots, like suede. And this guy, like, hollers at me, and he was like, hey, man, hey, hey, hey. And I'm like, oh, man. I had made it completely free without any interaction with some random person. And he's like, hey, man, hold on now. Don't worry, I ain't going to rob you or anything. Which, like, don't lead with that.
Yeah.
Like, don't, maybe, like.
That's like pointing a gun at you and be like, I'm not going to shoot you.
There's so many other things you can lead with that I'm not going to rob you. Because if you say that, then I'm going to immediately assume you're going to rob me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, perfect. This is awesome. And he looks at my shoes and he goes, now listen, and he pulls out of his bag this like whole like shoe shining, shoe cleaning kit. And I'm like, oh boy. And he like gets down on his knee and I'm like, hey man, no. Like no, I'm good, no. And I said it like four times. I kept saying no. And he's like, now don't kick me now. Somebody kicked me earlier. And I was like, I wonder why. Yeah, I wonder why someone kicked you. And I'm like, no. And he gets out this cleaner. And he goes to like just squirt. He's like, let me show you something. Your shoes are dirty. And he goes to squirt it on my shoe. And I'm like, no, I don't have cash. I cannot pay you. It was already too late. This man had squirted stuff on both of my shoes, this cleaner, on both of my suede shoes. And I'm just like, oh, man. And he looks up at me and just starts cussing at me. He's like, are you kidding? You don't have any money? I'm like, no, I don't carry cash. Like, I have a card. I don't
very
have cash.
In my opinion, very few of us young folk carry cash.
Yeah, so I'm like, man, like, I told you no 10 times before you did that. You cannot possibly be mad at me. I told you not to do this. And he starts going, well, you can go to an ATM. There's ATMs all over the city. And I was like, I'm not going to an ATM, dude. And this is, I was furious at this point because, you know, I'm like, there was nothing I could have done.
Yeah.
But then this is where it gets amazing. And this is like the level of petty that I aspire to be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
This man scooped every bit of cleaner back off of my shoe into the bottle, got up, had some more profane words to say to me, stormed off across the street and did it to somebody else. I saw him like do it to somebody else. But just the fact that he scooped every bit of that back into the bottle, which left my shoes stained. Like, they were stained. I had to clean them really well when I got back to the hotel. It was a whole mess. But that was my excitement in Chicago, was at 1 a.m. on a street corner having some random dude try to clean my shoes. And then...
That's like some New Orleans stuff.
I was just like... I was mad, but like I said, I couldn't be that mad because it was pretty amazing. I was like, this guy, that's petty level 1,000. Like,
yeah.
But I was like, man, come on. I've realized something. When you're walking in that city, you're golden. But as soon as you stop, you're a sitting duck for someone to come ask you for money, ask you to do something, ask you if you can help them with this or give them this.
Yeah.
As soon as I, three separate occasions I stopped, and each time someone asked me for money or did something like that. And on a happier note, though.
Yes.
In Chicago. So I, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is my favorite movie probably ever. It's top three at least. I it's hard to rank, but so I made several stops. Went to the Art Institute, the Chicago Art Institute, and found the painting of the people, you know, like the grass with the, like, kind of the beach area,
right.
All the old, like, Victorian dress that Cameron stands in front of, and it, like, zooms in to his face and, like, back and forth, and I got to recreate that, so that was fun, except, like, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to do this. It's going to be creative. But literally everyone else in that room next to me was also doing it. So I was like, we're all, you know, while we're here. So it was fun though. It was like a cool, it was a cool experience. I set off the alarm, because I got too close to a painting, to a Van Gogh. Yeah.
You done goofed.
Yeah. So
you done goofed.
It was just like a little like, boo, 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 please step back. And then like the person had to come like turn it off and it was embarrassing, but yeah, man. I don't know. It's been a fun few weeks. There's a lot of travel. On Monday night, this past Monday night was the first time in a week that I had slept in my own bed, just because I've been traveling. Mm-hmm. And then it was like probably one of five nights in the last like 3 weeks
that you've been
that
actually
I've been at home. So it's been nice this week to be back at home. Yeah. A lot of travel.
We've not really done so much traveling, but we had my buddy up here and his wife, and she's expecting twins, and so we were having them up and visiting with them, and I play Fallout with him a good deal. And when I was driving around, I was like, now you see this street corner, this is where the super mutants spawn. And he like, see
had
that
he
bridge,
never been to Charleston that, before?
And no, he'd never been, so he'd never been to West cool Virginia in general.
Did you like go down to the Capitol and stuff and like let him see that?
He drove by it and he was expecting the Golden Dome. Like,
he was can't like, even see it right now.
He can't even see it. No, it's all under construction. So he was like, well, his wife was like, I thought you said it was going to be gold the whole thing. He's like, it's under the wrap. She was like, well, it's only gold at the very top.
They've taken some of the thing down though. Now
are they done with it?
I don't know. I noticed like 2 days ago they took the very top part of the wrap down. So it's like
done with
working
it.
Its way down.
Why do I miss it? I miss
too,
the Golden
man.
Dome.
It looks so much better. I don't know, but yeah,
So I took him around. I took him around the city, and I was like joking to be like, "All right, you see the Kroger there? Yeah, that's the Kroger that's in the." I was like, "This is where you stood when you were like." I was just like ragging on him and different stuff.
Cool.
And
if you've never been to these areas, I mean, it's. I think we take it for granted, but a lot of people coming here, it's like, man, this is in the game. This is cool. This is. So yeah, that's
the other interesting thing is he showed me this video of how to talk like a Gen Z kid, and I realized that you use a lot of Gen Z lingo.
I like to accredit that to my little sister.
Yes,
she's 15.
Like, yes,
she keeps me.
She keeps you up. But here's the thing: I think I'm turning into you because, like, probably start using it ironically, like as like a joke, but then. There's like a point where it stops being ironic and then you use it thinking you're funny and then you just start using it.
Yeah.
To
There's
talk.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
And so I learned what, yeeting.
Yeet.
When you yeet somebody.
But you have to say like, yeet. You have to say it like
that.
Yeah.
When you yeet somebody.
Yeeting and there's yer. You got to say that.
Too. Well, yer is like, well, is that, oh no, that's the old high school DJ that we had called DJ Yer.
Yeah. So it's like. Yer is, I think a lot of people claim, I think that is more of like a New York thing.
Yer?
Like that's how you just, that's, I, you know, it's worldwide, but I've always, it's sort of, it's hard to explain. Yer can be used in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used to greet somebody or let's say, they don't see you yet. They're all the way across the room. And you just do that. And they hear you.
See, but...
And they... But no, but here's the rule. This is a golden rule. Mm-hmm. No yer goes unyerred. If you yer somebody, they also have to go, yer. They have to do it back. So it's like you get
that
2 years.
To be a thing in high school. Like that was like, do you not remember DJ Ure?
Like, oh, yeah. Well, his name, so Anthony Wart, he went to Bluefield. He actually is a very successful DJ now in Miami, working with like actual like big name rappers.
Yeah.
Like he's very successful.
He probably started that. Yeah. It probably started.
No, it didn't start with that.
It probably started.
But great guy though. Great
when
guy.
When I was 15.
Very talented.
And at the homecoming dance.
Yeah.
And over the loudspeakers, DJ Ure. Yar! That's what it said. Every single, it was like every 10 minutes, DJ Ure.
He's known as Poppy Ure now.
Poppy Ure.
Like I think P-A-P-I.
I love this.
Y-E-R-R. Yeah, Poppy Ure. Go check him out. He works with...
When I have grandkids, that's what I want them to call me.
So I don't know if you know... I think he did some beats for T-Pain recently, but then he also has done... There's a rapper named Tory Lanez.
Okay.
And he's like good friends with him. So yeah, fun Bluefield, West Virginia fact.
Yeah.
From there.
Well, I played... what is it? Little League basketball with him.
Really?
And then, yeah, and then, you know, like Ahmad Bradshaw is like the Bluefield claim to fame, went on to play. Does he still play for the Giants or Eagles or something?
He won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants. He played for the Colts for a little bit, and then he retired.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a signed basketball.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of dumb.
Because it's
like, okay, he didn't get the football, but you got the basketball. But he was on the state champion basketball
team. Hey, man, it works. So I have a signed Ahmad Bradshaw New York Giants jersey. I wasn't even a Giants fan, but I was like, I got
to
get it.
He'd come to the high school, and he would walk in there and act like he was, like, tough stuff.
Hey, man, if I won 2 Super Bowls, I would, too. I'd be in there every day talking trash.
We used to call him the father of Tassel County because, you know, he's got, like, 5 babies with 5 different girls.
Yeah. Again, you got 2 Super Bowls, man. You can do what you want to do.
They always joked that they were going to put up an Ahmad Bradshaw statue in Bluefield. Yeah. And
did they still not?
No.
I thought that they put something up in his
No, like they a, put a sign up that was like home of Ahmad just like Bradshaw. They have like in Crosslands or something like home of
Kathy Mattea.
Yeah, Kathy Mattea and so like they put a sign up but they were like we're going to put a statue up and I was always like I want him to be in the Heisman pose and it says father of our county and then where the ball should be it's a baby.
Oh
he's just
God.
Like Heismaning.
Jeez.
So. I'm like, I'm sweet and sour on that guy. I'm sweet and sour.
Yeah.
But
he's always been nice to me.
But I had a nice time doing that. I went and scoped out event locations for the Mothman meetup.
Yeah.
I went to
Huntington?
In Huntington, yeah.
Well, listen, I meant to talk to you about that. What better time than now?
This is what I planned.
You know,
to
they
do.
Have the kickoff event the night before in Point Pleasant.
What's
but
the kickoff
not,
event?
It's not as big of it, but they have some smaller things going on in Point Pleasant that night before. Like, it's on the website. We'll have to look at it. But there are some small events. I think there's a couple speakers and then just some, like, street things going on the main strip there by the museum the night before. Which a lot of... It won't be, like, crowded like the actual festival, but it's kind of like a kickoff thing. So that's worth thinking about. We'll see.
Let me tell me
about your location.
Okay, so first I went to the Peddler. All right,
yeah,
which I enjoyed. I had a really good beer there. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about it though, you had to pay to play the games.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not.
They're gonna end up having to change that.
They got to change that. And I was like, this is not what I'm used to. Then I saw that you were at this place called Quicksilver.
Quicksilver, yeah.
And I went there. And it was fantastic.
It's great.
I
love Quicksilver.
I got a cocktail, and the cocktail was really good. And I was like,
and they're all
"What
themed?
Is this?
Like, they're all video.
They're
game
all
themed.
Video game yeah. themed.
Which one did you get?
I got the fairy tale, fairy juice, fairy.
It's fair. I forgot what it is. It's like fair. I can't remember.
It was like from like Zelda. It was like the fairies in Zelda.
Yeah,
like that's what it was.
Yeah. I have not had any of their. You know, like house drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever gotten beer there, but everybody I know that has gotten one of their drinks has loved it.
So I talked to them. I was like, so what is like, have you guys had any events or anything here? And they were like, well, we've only been open a month. So.
Yeah, they're really new.
And so I'm going to give them a call and see if they want to like, just be like, hey, you know, we got some people coming. We've got some stuff going on.
Speaking of, has anybody actually told us that they want to?
Yeah, there's a few people that have reached out. They're like, I'm going to be here. Even if it's like just like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70.
Yeah.
whatever.
I mean, I'm going to be disappointed if it's anything less than 200.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on different scales here. If it's anything less than 200, I might just be really
let's
sad.
Let's get all
100,000 listeners. Yeah, but no, I hope people do show up. And Quicksilver, that's probably my favorite place in Huntington right now.
We loved it.
Because it's free games.
Here's the thing. All right, so they've got free games. Not only, they've got all the good games.
Yeah.
Like, not only do they have, like, old school. Let me tell you, I kill at some Q-Bert. Mm-hmm. I kill.
Yeah.
I have the third place score in Q-Bert right now.
Q-Bert was broken last time I was there, so I'm glad they fixed it.
Well, it was working for me, and guess what? I ran all over. I think the two highest scores were, they were both, like, triple A. So, like, probably already implanted in the system or something.
Yeah.
You know, one of those, like, ghost scores, developer scores. Hey, but, hey. Hey, man, I get on there, I kill that Q-Bert, and Crystal Castle, or Magic Castle, whatever. It looks like a little bear, and he wears a little hat.
Yeah.
I have the third place score and the seventh place score on there.
You know what game is in there that I had forgotten about that I used to love?
What?
Paperboy.
Yo. Paperboy was my jam. I had that on the Game Boy, like the Game Boy Color.
I had it on that, and I think I had it on my Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Paperboy.
I actually preferred it, though, on console to the game they have there with
it's hard to control.
Because it's too wonky.
It's too wonky. Yeah. It's hard to control. I was like, I freaked out. Selena was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because you have to, like, pull the handlebars back or forward to speed up, slow down. You have to, like, turn them, and you have to hit the button, and it's just too much.
So I'm going to talk to them about maybe setting up something. I want to see. Here's the thing. Yeah. So if we can do, like a micro event, do a weird, not like, we don't want to hit them at their peaks. So, like, we want to get them at, like, from, like, a 7 to 9 or an 8 to 10, like, before they hit their peak time of operation.
Yeah.
If we can get them to make a Fallout-themed drink.
That'd be cool.
That would be dope.
I think that they'd be down for that though too.
Here in the next month, that's my goal.
Here's the thing though, they're probably gonna want to know how many people are gonna be there. So we need to get like a kind of a head count, some sort of way.
I'm trying to think of the best way to do that. Maybe Facebook event, but I don't know.
Yeah, we need some sort of like sign up type thing where people can let us know. And yeah. Because clearly people are gonna come, but I hope it's gonna be a good number. But so. This is me subtly telling everybody nonchalantly that they better be there.
They better be there.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are coming to the Mothman Festival. Yeah. Somebody in the Discord was like going to cosplay and go. And I was like, that's great. There was a lot of people that cosplay and went and did it. And he's meeting up with some, or she is meeting up some friends that play the game from, and they're thinking about doing cosplays. I was like, here's the thing. You never know what the weather's going to be. And it's September, so it's near the river. So when we went last year, it was like 90 freaking degrees.
Yeah, I had jeans on. It was the worst mistake I've ever made.
I had some shorty shorts on. I was feeling real cool, but still a little toasty.
But yeah, I think the event before will be cool. But I think, you know, clearly we want to hang out with people there too.
I think it would just be a good way to like get people together and In a setting that's a little bit less chaotic, because there's a lot of chaos. A
lot of people there.
At the Mothman Festival.
Yeah, but I think, you know, we'll be there bright and early on Saturday. So
we've got the chill plans.
And meet everybody. Yeah. And enjoy some cryptids and some vendor street food.
Do it all.
Yeah.
Do it all up. I think that's it from my weekend, what I've been doing.
Well, I think... Should we go ahead and like talk about, before we get into Fallout, should we talk about like what's happening?
Oh yeah, there's stuff that's happening.
There are things that I think
it's probably in this episode name or something. I probably put some like stupid quote or something that like said something.
So this is like when your parents set you down.
Yeah.
So like when my parents told me that they were leaving Bluefield.
Yeah.
That they were moving. I was home for the summer after my sophomore year of college, and they took me out to eat. And that's how they told me that they were selling my childhood house and moving.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wish that we could just take everybody out. So, like, they didn't want me to cause a scene.
Or I could just, like, do what my parents did with my first dog and conveniently lie and say, we sent the little barking beagle to the farm. And for years... Austin, for years, I thought this dog was on a farm. until I was 22. I'd already gotten my first dog, Russell.
Yeah,
I was sitting in the apartment And Selena was like, well, what experience have you had with dogs? I was like, well, I've had three dogs. The first one, the last one, it ran away. The second one got too sick and died. And that's true. But the first one barked too much. And so my family found a farm and sent him to it so that he could hunt. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry that they had to put him down. I was like, what do you mean? She was that's like what they tell. That's like the common story that they tell the children to not mm-hmm. make them upset. I was like, are you serious right now?
Oh,
are you 100%? And I called my parents. I was like, okay.
Tell
me the truth. They're like, yeah, we put him down.
I was like, they had you believing that.
So this is not going to be like that. This is not going to be like that. But that's a long way to get around.
Oh, boy.
That we are changing the name of the podcast.
Yes. And in many ways, the direction of the podcast. Yes.
I don't want to say the name yet because I still need to go and I don't want people to steal it yet because I need to change all the social media to that. And I'm probably going to do that throughout the week. So,
But I think the most important thing that we should let everyone know is that most of the core values, themes, whatever you want to call it, will still be present.
It's all staying there.
Yeah. We're not changing that much. We're just really not focusing. We're not putting our emphasis on Fallout.
And if you've listened to the past two or three episodes, you probably would have noticed that we have been kind of deviating a little bit from that.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. We're both adults with jobs and that do this and gotta do a bunch of stuff, and it's like I don't have enough time to like truly play like a video game like hardcore,
right?
Like
exactly.
to really get in and I think do the service that it does. I don't think that I have the the time to go through and do that. That's
And I'm the just same
part of it.
But we're switching. We're just kind of switching gears. It's still us. We're not like changing.
We're not
anything.
Leaving. We're not. We're not like getting rid of the podcast. We're not going to stop podcasting. We like this. We just want to put it in the format so that we can continue to do it.
It's things that we have been very interested in and what it seems that.
And we're still going to talk about Fallout.
Yeah, it's not like we're like not allowed to. Like we're banning Fallout from the discussion.
In fact, I know that there's going to be a week in the next few months related to the to the new.
We're going
to
talk about that stuff, but we're also going to talk about other things. Other games.
Essentially, what we're doing is each week we are covering a cultural cryptid, like you would see in like games like The Witcher, or in TV shows like Stranger Things, or in movies like
horror
like,
movies, like and just It, different.
Or like fantasy films like what's a fantasy film? Lord of the Rings. That's now that's me using my brain real hard right then and there.
But just different cultural cryptids, monsters, whatever.
And taking them and then giving them the treatment that we've given all of the Fallout cryptids.
Yes.
Because the definition of a cryptid is generally a folk creature, a creature that people tell stories about that, frankly, like there's a little bit of truth in it. It's a little bit made up. It's a little bit like there's a folk event to it. So we kind of want to like put a modern spin on that rather than just being like, okay, the sheep squatch. We're just going to talk about this particular thing. Yeah. We want to like take a cryptid and be like, okay, that's kind of inspired by the sheep squatch and some Bigfoot stuff, and maybe a little bit of Mothman.
We want to entertain, but we also want to be at least slightly educational and give you more of a background on where these things came from.
Right.
And I'm sure we're going to lose. There will be some Fallout.
Some people
fans.
I think are really on it for the Fallout, and that's fine.
But it's still going to be us being dysfunctional and just wacky, and the dad jokes are still going to be there. I feel like they're not going anywhere. And Dixie, she's not going anywhere.
She's not going anywhere.
Speaking of, I made progress on trying to get her on the show.
Well, hang on.
We'll talk about that before in a minute. I just want you to remind me. I need to talk about that.
So the idea is that essentially we are going to be like the quote unquote millennial take on cryptozoology. There's going to be, like, it's going to be kind of a more modern aspect to it, where we're more decoding like cultural mysteries. Yes. And creatures and looking into the imagination of creators, and everything is inspired by these old stories. And literally, like, look at The Witcher. Like, you could break that down into the million different things that it's inspired by.
Yeah.
And so that's, I think, what we want to do, what we've kind of been leaning into, but we were kind of waiting on all of the stuff to align. And I personally, I don't like talking about something before doing it, because that's the best way that it doesn't get done, because you have that, like, you have that satisfaction of saying that you're going to do something and saying that something is coming until it's set in stone.
That is why we have sort of been transitioning into it.
Right.
We've, like, worked our way, and we didn't want to make it like a straight up just cold turkey.
Yeah.
We're
just
doing it. So
also, I the thing about the Vault Boys WV in that name, I love the logo. The logo is probably my favorite thing about it. Like the whole, like, seven and the six, like, kind of, like, hidden away in that. It's like that nice, like, I really like that. But I don't think the name is really good, you know? I don't think it's a good name. I think that we came up with that when we were like, let's do 10 episodes of this and we'll see. We'll just try it out, because we don't have any experience in this. I mean, our fields and backgrounds of what we studied is very different from this. Yeah. So this is all just kind of...
Yeah.
So I'm learning experience.
I'm pumped that we decided to go with the Gulpers. Like, I just think that's a good...
The Gulpers.
I think it's a good name. No, I'm just kidding. That's
the
not
the Gulpers.
But no, I agree. I think that... I don't know. Which, we don't have to say much more, because I don't want to...
One thing is that I have the artwork for the shirt, but I've been saving it because I want to release that with our new transition. So I talked about that we have the shirt... And I got that artwork. I got it. It looks awesome. Yeah. I'm so excited to share that and have people be able to get that. I am, like, it's one of the things that, like, I'm going to be excited to wear, you know, like, a lot of the stuff kind of, like, tends to be a little nerdy. And I mean, this is a little nerdy, but
We're nerds. So
I mean, I'm just a big old dork sitting over here, but
Gulper.
Yeah. We're
Gulper.
Next week. You'll see the new name. The new setup, new. I'm been in the process of writing the new transitions, doing new stuff. And guess what? You won't hear me mess up that the same. Like, it'll be different things. Although I still like our names right now.
Yeah.
The Son of a Mothman and Card Carrying.
I'm not mad
Crypto.
About it. I think those can stay.
I think those will stay until we decide that we need.
They're hearing us live decide what's going to stay and what's going
to go. Right. Yeah, we're just... Yeah. Welcome to the cutting room floor. One thing we're cutting. Gen Z language.
Yes.
We're cutting all that.
But we are definitely going to get Dixie on the show. It's just... I've put in a lot of work, and it's
I want her to talk more about this Bloody Bones fellow, and I want her, that's what I want her to
do. She can tell the story, like, she knows all of them.
Yeah, but that's what I want.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want.
Speaking of her, though, I went back to the restaurant where she mistakenly called me a homophobe instead of a germaphobe.
Yeah.
I went back there with her.
Oh,
I trusted her enough, and I gave her the ground rules before we went.
It's like, here's the thing.
Yeah, she didn't do anything too bad. She told me that she had a boyfriend there, though, and it was, like, this little Asian man that works there, and she was like, he always gives me, like, free dessert or free this or free that, and I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, right. And right before we leave, he walks out, and it's like, they just both went, and, like, gave each other a hug and, like, went crazy. I was like, so Nana has a boyfriend now there, so...
There she goes, that Dixie.
But she laughs every time I say I want to get her on the show. She's like, yeah, okay. But she hasn't said no.
We're just like, let's just, like, surprise her at her
house.
Just
need to drive down one day with microphones and just do an episode. I think, or I need to just call in one day, and I'm going to be like, here, Nana, take the phone, and then we're just going to...
And we'll do it.
We're going to do it. I think the people need it.
Well, with that, just know that we're not going away.
Yeah.
We're not leaving you all in the dust. We want to put it in a format that we can continue to do it for several years, for really as long as we want to do it.
Exactly.
So sorry for those that are disappointed. But I would say give the next week's a listen. If you like it, stay for it. We're gonna cover a large range of TVs, movies, books, games. Like, we're kind of going all over the place. And with that, we will get into our subject. So, Austin, this is the final week of Vault Boys WV. Here's the thing. We started this, and I said, okay, I want 5 episodes, and these are the episodes. And we recorded the first episode, and if you followed the podcast for that long and have heard us talk about it, we only had one microphone on, and released that, and we thought it was good until I listened to it, and I was like, wait a second, you can't hear anything I'm saying, so you have to adjust the volume for that. But we only had 5 episodes, and then we came up, I think we got up 10 more after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, ever since then, it's just been, like, kind of grab-bagging, like, taking a subject, just rolling with the punches and taking it with it.
We've really just been winging it for a year.
I mean, truly, it'll be nice to kind of have a better layout of what we're going to do.
But it's
rather
been fun.
Than, yeah.
It's been a good time.
Yeah.
We've made friends with people too. It's been enjoyable. And I think that we are feeling our way through the podcast world.
We definitely cut our teeth on this one. I think we've gotten a lot, in my opinion, we've gotten a lot better at it just from what I like to listen to and that kind of stuff.
It's a little more casual and natural. And
yeah, I think that there's a mesh, and I like listening to, like, the thing that I liked when I was a kid was morning radio, and so this is kind of like a morning radio with a little bit of an interesting,
exactly,
spoopy, interesting.
That will continue.
Yes.
We will still
have
that.
That will continue. But for today, as a final howdy doody, see you later. We will meet again someday, someplace, sometime. We will meet again. I wanted to do what I like to call hot takes.
That's good.
That's a sizzle of the hot take.
This makes me think of when you're like at Applebee's and somebody ordered like the fajitas or whatever, and they'd walk by you with like the flaming, like, sizzling tray, and you always had to look. You're like, God damn, that looks really good.
So the fajitas, now I can't get that out of my brain. So what this is essentially, this is going to be like, so you were on the debate club in high school, right?
No.
Then my research has failed. We're going to have to cancel this. This is all
for you. I was.
All. Okay. Yeah, oh, great. Then you'll get this. Okay. We're doing a section 4-8. No, I'm kidding. We're not.
Yeah.
None of that. I'm going to give you, we're going to talk about things that we haven't gotten to.
Okay.
In Fallout 76 and all West Virginia, and just kind of like high level, hot take it, have a little discussion about it.
Okay.
And get a little bit more information on the West Virginia take, because I feel like that there's stuff that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah.
That I had there was like an embryo of an idea there, and maybe it didn't work out.
Just hit me with it.
Fortunately, we did all the cryptids.
Yeah.
We
did well.
Yeah.
We done good.
Imagine that we did all the cryptids and like that, and so we're making a cryptid show.
Yes. Imagine.
So as
so
the final farewell.
Hot take. You just want me to just,
thought? We're both going to hot take.
Okay. Just my first thought, right?
Yeah, but we're going to discuss. Like, we're going to have a conversation and be like, what do you think about this? So what does that make you think of? You know, it's going to be like kind of like an interview
process. I'll follow
your
lead.
Okay. So the first one, Beckley. Hot take.
Tamarack.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been to Tamarack, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I have been there once, and they have these fried green tomato sandwiches.
Yeah, good food.
I've only had that one thing, and I enjoyed it because, you know, fried green tomatoes are good.
Well, they bring in chefs from the Greenbrier to Tamarack.
Do they?
Yeah, they bring in the chefs, and the cuisine is, I'm doing the chef's kiss right now. It's divine, as they say. Delightfully divine.
That's one of the places that I'm probably most surprised is not in Fallout.
You
because
would think
there are
would be.
Signs for Tamarack
everywhere. And if you see
it's
it, you're
almost
like
a real like culturally like interesting south of the border.
Yes.
Like if you ever been around Myrtle Beach in that area, you got signs for south of the border, and then you pass it and it's like a billion different, it's way more than actually Tamarack has. But
yeah. But Tamarack, you look at it too, and you're like, that's an interesting shape.
It's
building.
Like a gigantic circular building.
Made out of triangles.
Made out of triangles. And so it looks like there's like spires coming off of it. Like if you were Godzilla and you stepped on it, it would be like a burr on your foot.
It's just basically you're in a circle. Like you're in the circle, and then there's a courtyard out in the middle of the circle.
Uh-huh.
But everything's just circular throughout the entire place. So it's definitely... It's a cool place, though. It's nice. And there's a little travel plaza there, too, that I stop at and pee a lot of the time when I'm driving through. So
what's the catchphrase for Tamarack?
The best of West Virginia.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Whenever I think of Tamarack, I can't think Tamarack, yeah. The best of West Virginia.
Well, and that's what's cool. There's artists that they're juried artists. Like, you have to go through a long process to be a juried Tamarack artist, and they show your work, and you can buy the people's work there. Mm-hmm. So they do, it's like every season, they change the, what's the word I'm looking for? The like showcase, the theme,
the exhibition.
Yeah. They change what that is, and that's woodworking, photography, painting. Mm-hmm. They even have like music there. They have embroidery, and they have, you know, like crocheting and any sort of knitting. Like, they have everything there. So it is actually a really cool place. I joke, but it's a cool place.
If you're stopping by and you don't know much about West Virginia, I would recommend not only the West Virginia.
They have
Virginia's
a theater there too, I think.
Do they have
theater? They like show informational things like about West Virginia. So
I would recommend State West Virginia History Museum, which is under the archives at the state capitol. I really like that museum a whole lot.
And it's less than an hour from Tamarack.
Yeah. It's very like, living in Virginia for all those years and doing all the museums and stuff, Virginia ain't got nothing like that. We ain't got nothing like that for just like state history. But I love the state history because it's like, gem. It's my favorite just because of how West Virginia thinks of itself. It's like the dinosaurs and the prehistoric era. Okay. That was West Virginia back prehistorically. Civil War. It's like,
oh, I thought that was another hot take you were shooting at me. No. The way you snapped your fingers, I was like, man, we're moving right into this hot take. Civil War.
No.
Not great.
Not a great
time in our history.
But they've got a nice museum area.
Yeah,
but
it's cool.
It's funny that it's like, okay, once 1860 starts, it's like, all right, let's get into it. Western history. But the Tamarack is great.
Tamarack's neat,
Fun fact about Tamarack, that was the first Starbucks that I ever went to. That was one of the first ones that opened in southern West Virginia. And we stopped there, and I think I got a Frappuccino, which I had never had. This was like when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
And that was like a life-changing experience.
Yeah, man.
I was like, oh my gosh, I like coffee.
I remember stopping as a kid at that one.
The strawberry Frappuccino doesn't really taste. It's just a fancy milkshake. It's just a milkshake.
Well, somebody had to say it.
I mean, it's good.
Somebody had to say it.
I mean, it's good. So when I go to Starbucks, sometimes I'll get that Java chip Frappuccino stuff, and it's like, I know that's just like whipped cream and chocolate and like a little fancy shake.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not that great for me, but
You know.
Tamarack. But I truthfully have never been to the Beckley Exhibition Mine because I went to the Pocahontas Exhibition Mine rather than that. But I'd imagine that it's a little bit similar, a little bit different.
Fun. It's a cool experience.
I'm sure, you know, the like schooled West Virginia, since I was schooled in Virginia.
We did field trips to both, actually, in West Virginia. We went to Beckley, and then we also did the Pocahontas one. Which, I mean, the Pocahontas one was like 20 minutes away, so it made sense. But
Pocahontas one, it was interesting because they had problems with people riding ATVs in the Pocahontas exhibition.
It's just
hilarious to me. It's like, that doesn't seem like the most safe behavior.
They're renovating that right now. They're doing new things there. Yeah, I saw it on, it was actually on Fox, like an outdoor show the other day on TV about the Pocahontas exhibition.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, all right.
Hot take. Lewisburg.
We've
talked about the Greenbrier thing, the Greenbrier.
Yes.
But Lewisburg, hot take.
Lewisburg, hot take. Stopped at the McDonald's there many times.
They got a nice thing. I'd say the one by the Greenbrier is actually really nice.
Oh, no, that's the one. The White Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, the White Sulphur Springs.
It's actually
McDonald's
really nice.
Is like.
But no, Lewisburg. Okay, I haven't spent an incredible amount of time in Lewisburg, but I know that it's apparently haunted as can be. A lot of Civil War history there. Yeah.
See, I didn't know anything.
But it's one of the coolest little small towns on the East Coast.
Well, I mean, it was voted, and they'll let you know in the signs that it was voted coolest small town in the United States.
Fayetteville was too. So we've got two of the coolest small towns. Mm-hmm. But no, Lewisburg's really neat, and it's very easily accessible. You are a couple hours from D.C., a couple hours from Richmond,
yeah,
a couple hours from here. Like, it's like
maybe about not a little under two,
not even 2 full hours. So like, it's a cool place though, man. And then like you said, the Greenbrier's there.
I mean, you got to drive a bit. I mean, to get to, it's not in Lewisburg.
It's in White Sulphur Springs.
You know, proper.
Yes. Yeah.
But the downtown is really nice.
A lot of good restaurants.
Yeah. My the guy that is the artist. I mean, is my buddy James. And he is a local artist there. He has studio space, but he also works as like he works at multiple businesses down there and just like just like has different shifts and it seems like a very tight knit community in that downtown area, which is really cool. Like you rarely get that kind of of build up in that community. I also, my favorite, and so listen, we live right near Kentucky.
Yes.
Near the Bourbon Trail, all the different. My favorite whiskey is from Lewisburg. And it's that, oh gosh, that's at Sutter Home. That's not, Sutter Home is a very, very terrible wine. Mad Dog 420 or whatever.
Yeah. Mad Dog 2020.
It's called Contraception, and it's by it's the whiskey place in Lewisburg. And if you told
I know
me
what
any
you're
other
talking
time,
about, I just can't.
There's a fantastic whiskey place in.
Well,
in,
that's there, but they also have Greenbrier Valley Brewing Company.
They do. That's right across the road from it.
They probably have. I like some of their. I like several of their beers, but in terms of like design of like. Just one, the artwork for their beers.
And then Smooth Ambler. Sorry.
Smooth Ambler. Okay. But the artwork and just the history and influence and inspiration for their beer, it's all West Virginia lore based.
Yeah, they have that Mothman,
IPA. They have the Devil Ants Hatfield IPA. They have the Bat Boy. IPA. But then they have Zona's Revenge, which is based off of Zona Heister, who was the Greenbrier Ghost. I don't know if we ever got to that.
I don't think we ever got to that.
But yeah, there's the Greenbrier Ghost. There is the, what's the other one? There's several. But they all have these really cool, very consistent illustrations for each one of like that character, that person that they're based after. Like the Zona's Revenge is like the ghost of Zona. It looks like she's chasing someone down a hallway or something like very creepy. And then there's like the Bat Boy and it has like the, what is it? The, Weekly World. What was
the picture?
Yeah. It's his picture with his mouth like wide open. Yeah. There's that with like the little news thing with like the date on it. Like
I'm surprised. Like, I think that he'll be put in the game. I think, I think that they'll eventually get to
but
that.
Yeah. So like there's that. But that's down there, and they you can go to their tap room and all sorts of stuff.
It's
so
right across the street from Smooth Ambler. It's it's like right.
It's like
next
5 minutes out of downtown, I think.
Yeah, not even.
Not even that.
It's right across the street. You can go to both. We will stop. Yeah. We'll stop by there generally every time you come down that road. Fun fact: if you just keep on going on that road, if you just like keep on going, going, you'll hit the Cranberry Glades.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
just keep on going. It has a nice drive. But so in Fallout, those towns are nothing like...
Yeah.
Charleston is very, I think, pretty good for what it's worth.
Yeah. I think that Charleston is, and
the layout is just...
Harper's Ferry is probably the other one that's really accurate.
Harper's... Well, I've never been, but from the pictures and the layout and the stuff I've seen... I would say so. Yeah. I don't know. In Morgantown, I mean, it's kind of hard.
Not bad. It's just a little more hilly.
Yeah, it's a little more hilly, and they've got the dome, that big thing that you can see from the interstate, whatever.
Yeah,
gigantic Coliseum, whatever you call it. PRT though. I mean, PRT that's a cool addition. Anyways, those are two of the cities that I want to talk about in the Ash Heap. Next one that we didn't talk about, John Amos Power Plant.
Hey man. Not a lot to say. Pollution.
Pollution. So that's the Poseidon power plant that's near, I guess, Charleston in the game.
I pass it all the time.
We see it. If there's a cloud in the sky, it's generally that. It's a coal-fired power plant. It's the largest coal-powered fire
take
plant.
Your time. Take your time, King.
It's the largest coal-powered energy location of maximum magical energies.
I used to see people post that they were swimming in the river, like right outside of it, and I was like, why? Tell me why.
Randy Jackson here, and it's going to be a no from me, dog.
It's going to be a no from me,
it's going to be a no from
I was like, ah, oh, man. Ugh. So, yeah, not a lot to say about it. I mean, it's there. It's cool.
It's cool. It's there. I added it to the list because I thought it would be funny to just be like,
John Amos. This
is a random power plant.
Yeah.
Grafton.
Grafton. Pepperoni rolls.
Yo.
That's the first thing I think of when Harpony I think of babies. Grafton. When I think of like just the northern part, that's what we call mountaineer country.
Yeah.
Around
like Clarksburg.
Clarksburg, Grafton, Morgantown, Fairmont, that whole area. Yeah. That is where the pepperoni roll really got its start. That's where you can find the best ones in the state.
Well, that's like there's a gigantic Italian culture up there.
Oh, yeah.
And so
they have the Italian festival. And
in like census and like how people vote and how like the culture behind it. It's like if you are a part of that Italian culture up there, you are with it. You are in it. Everyone knows everyone.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Italian families moved here to work in the coal mines in the early 1900s. They would take bread and pepperoni down as their meals, and then they finally started baking the pepperoni in the bread with some cheese, make it easier to eat, and thus the pepperoni roll was born. And that originated up there. So that's fun fact. Also, Mother's Day started in Grafton. Fun fact.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So there you go.
I don't know much about Grafton or Clarksburg. I have both of those on here.
Yeah. We can honestly lump those together because there's a lot of similarities.
Put them right beside each other.
I would put the same stuff for Clarksburg. Good cities there. Fun place.
You're right. Even though I don't know, but I agree with you. I believe everything that I'm told. Yeah. I don't question anything.
Everything you hear on the internet also is true. So
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
All right. I have on here the Palace of the Winding Path, and I meant to replace that with the actual name for the location. But here's the thing, and this is a harebrained scheme. I want to go to this place.
Yeah.
Because there's a place that looks like that somewhere out here.
Yeah,
there's like a name for it. It's like a
New Vrenda Band's the Palace of Gold.
Yeah.
It's right outside of Moundsville. It's really cool.
Have you seen it?
I've never been in it, but I've seen it. Yeah,
I see. I want to go. Yeah. I want to like go on the tour, but I don't know what the official use is for it.
I will say this: the game did it justice. Like it really is that crazy.
But I just want to go to this like other world.
Yeah,
like a little pocket world. Yeah. Within West Virginia.
It's cool. It is really neat, and also it's literally right next to the Moundsville Penitentiary, the West Virginia Penitentiary, which is like the Eastern Regional Penitentiary in the game, I think. But they're like nowhere near each other in the game. But they are right next to each other in real life.
I mean, they're pretty close.
I thought that. So the penitentiary is more south, isn't it?
And penitentiary then, is like as I'm like here and here, but that
no, I'm thinking about the Fort Defiance being down way south.
That's Trans-Allegheny Lane took us out.
Penitentiary, it's a little more west, though, than what it would be compared to. They are very close to each other.
The asylum is north of Flatwood, so, I mean, they got that wrong.
Yeah. So, you know.
Got that little bit wrong.
But, yeah, New Vrenda Band, I think that's how you pronounce it. Really cool place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never been. I want to go, though. I want to look at it.
I'd like to go inside.
I
want to
see with my peepers. Spruce Knob.
Spruce Knob, highest point in West Virginia. Really beautiful views. Mm-hmm. A long drive up. Yurts. I will say yurts. You can stay in a yurt. Do you know what a yurt is?
I don't know what a yurt is. Explain to me what a yurt is.
It's like a shelter that there's just glass on the roof so you can like stargaze.
Like a geodesic dome?
Yeah, pretty much.
So they have like geodesic domes that you can go and like spend the night in? Yeah,
up on the mountain. Really cool. I haven't stayed in one, but I've seen them. There's like campgrounds up there. It's really neat.
See, I wanted to look at the stars when we were out in what is that place, Canaan Valley? Mm-hmm. But we had it so that there was trees blocking it, and so we couldn't really like, even though we had less light pollution.
Yeah. Spruce Knob is really cool in terms of stargazing because I believe it's the highest point in West Virginia, I know it's the highest point, but I believe it's like 4,863 feet is the highest point up there, which there's so many other peaks that are right there with it that are just barely, like Snowshoe is 4,848, so it's really not within less than 20 feet of it, you know what I mean? So it's, everything's, you know. But,
it's all relative.
But Spruce Knob, yurts.
It's not like Everest, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, it's really cool.
It's right below Dolly Sods. It's like right there.
So it's like Dolly Sods is the most north, and then you got Seneca Rocks, which 15 is, or 20 minutes below that, and then another 15 or 20 minutes below that on Route 33 is Spruce Knob.
That's, if we had another day on our trip, we're probably going to go there.
I've hit all three in one day before, but it's a haul up the mountain once you get there. But it's easy. It's just kind of, it takes a little bit of time.
So the next one I've got, Watoga.
Watoga, darkest skies I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. I saw more stars in the sky at Watoga because in the game, it's this big metropolis. Mm-hmm. In real life, it is one of the most calm, quiet, peaceful, beautiful state parks you'll ever visit.
Mm-hmm.
It is so peaceful. You're out in the woods, there's cabins, there's a lake, there's no buildings like that. And if you look at my Instagram, at A. Taylor O'Connor, shameless plug.
If you go to my Instagram,
you will see the stars. We got there one night in February, and we got outside of the car, and we looked up, and I have never seen in my entire life a sky that looked like this. You could see every part, anywhere you looked in the sky, there were thousands of stars. It was amazing. It didn't look real, because typically with astrophotography, the camera makes the stars appear more, you know what I mean? Like Milky Way photography. And like, you don't see that. The eye doesn't see that, but the light the camera brings in, you can see it. You could see it with your eyes this night. Like, you could see everything. And that's because Watoga is so far outside of any other city that has light pollution. Mm. You can just see every night. You can see the stars like that there. It's amazing. Yeah. I would recommend going to Watoga.
So I thought it was interesting in just like the idea of Watoga and like the whole in Fallout, it's like a bunch of businesses that got together and decided they wanted to make it like high tech city.
Yeah.
And it's to me, like part of the like revenue and like getting people in here is like really like open to that idea of being like, yeah, we've got so much land. We've got all this stuff. It's like, but like you could literally come in and build like a utopia like like that. But also a part of me is like, and maybe I don't want a big corporation building an entire city. Obviously, didn't work out that well.
Right.
In the game, I think there was like a whole uprising against the
Gamers
Rise Up. You know, that they had.
But it's a beautiful place, man.
Yeah,
I had never been. It's really really peaceful out there.
One last hot take: Charleston. We haven't talked about Charleston.
Charlie West.
We've talked about the fire department.
City of brotherly love.
I think that's Philadelphia.
A Windy City.
I think that's Chicago.
The Big Apple.
I think that's New York.
It could be Charleston, though.
I don't think
nobody
any,
said that it's not.
Do we have like a name or a moniker?
Hip historic. Charleston, West Virginia.
See, I would want to call it like the River City.
Yeah. Well, like Huntington's the Jewel City. Yeah. So it's like, what is Charleston needs a name?
The River City. Not like, maybe not associated with the old chemical factories or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like the toxic city or something like that.
I always used to call it like Chuck City.
Chuck City. Oh, yeah, that's right. Chuck City biddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck City. I don't know. Charleston's cool. Biggest city in West Virginia.
Yeah. Is it the biggest city? I thought Morgantown was a little bit bigger.
Nah, Charleston's the biggest.
Really?
Yeah. Except for that, so this past week, the World Scout Jamboree has been near Beckley at the Bechtel Summit Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 40,000 scouts that came.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fairly positive during that time that they're all there, and then all the day visitors that came from around the country and around the world, that the Bechtel Summit Reserve became the most populated city in West Virginia for about 12 days.
I bet you that's the case.
Because there were going to be like, I think, 50,000 to 70,000 people there. Mm-hmm. So it became like quickly like the most populated, which is kind of neat. And it's all people from all around the world. So
cool. I agree. I didn't ask you about the Bechtel Summit Reserve. I asked you about Chuck City, though.
Chuck City. Well, Chuck City, you know, it's a fun place.
We live here. We enjoy
it. It's fun. It's cool. It's hip. It's historic.
It's hip,
Charlie West.
Historic. It's Charlie West. They should give us some leeway to do some put some signs up. I'd put it up a sign that's like Charleston.
Yeah.
The city of something.
For some reason the way you said that made me think about the a vote for David is a vote.
A vote for David is a vote. That's true. So my favorite, if I could share with you the Charleston secret that we both keep. I'm willing to share this on the podcast. This is a closely guarded secret among the people that live here. But Charleston has its own cryptid that you can go and see. And I don't know if you're following me.
Are
on
we
this
talking
one.
About the initials are MM? I think.
Is that the official? See, maybe you know more about this than I do.
We're talking about the Mortar Man.
Yeah, we're talking about the Mortar Man.
The Mortar Man. Well, if I didn't know about the Mortar Man, I would be intrigued right now.
That's true. The Mortar Man is the...
We should make them look it up. I think.
No, I think that
I think that them seeing it for themselves.
But then they, you know, they don't get all the information. I want to be educational.
Yeah, go.
I want to let them in. They've stuck around with us.
Talk your piece, King.
They've stuck around with us for this long.
Go off, King. That's what they say now.
Is that what they say now?
It's my last one.
Go off, King.
Go off, King.
You are a national treasure, Austin.
Let's hear about the Mortar Man.
So the Mortar Man lives on Capitol Street. I believe that when the buildings were built, and I mean, there's like some there's not much history. It's more or less hearsay or legend that when the buildings were built, they had some extra mortar.
Yes.
And there was a guy that was particularly, what's the word? Creative.
Yeah.
I suppose. And sculpted a very tiny man that lives at the top of a wall. And he peeks out from like a little hole. And he's just there.
Out of the corner.
And he's like the official, I would say he's the official mascot and cryptid of Charleston. The Mortar Man. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know about him.
See, here's the thing. Are there any legends about him?
I think it's just a fun little story.
There's just this Mortar Man that lives at the Mortar Land. He's a real Mortar Man.
Where did that come from?
Sitting on his mortar hands.
Okay, we're going to end. It's been a fun episode.
That's the Beatles song.
It's been a fun It's been a really fun ride.
It's been a fun ride. We're not done, but I'm going to act like we're done. I mean, but we're not.
We're going to act like this is goodbye, but we'll be back in a couple
weeks.
Do you have any
parting words for our time over the year as a video game podcasters? How do you feel about that? Do you have any thoughts on this project? Have you learned anything? What's your final words, your final take here?
My final take. I have a few. It's pronounced Quarrier Street. That's one thing we disagreed on.
It's true. Here at the end, I'll admit it.
Okay. So I'm glad we came to that conclusion.
It's definitely Quarrier Street.
You know what? That's all I have to say.
No, you got to continue.
No, that's all I have to say. I don't have any more.
Okay, fine. You're right. You're right. Go ahead. Your final take.
I had a good time, you know? It was really fun. I don't know, man. I can't think of anything because I know we're still doing it. Like, I know that we're still going to be a podcast.
We're acting like we're going to die.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm thinking. It's so casual for me because I'm like, well, I'm going to be back here next week. Like, we're going to be recording another episode. It's nothing. Like, it's changing slightly, but we're still not. It's not nothing's changing that drastically. So, it's like, we're still doing it.
There's some cool things that I enjoyed. It was fun to like be involved in like a specific gaming community. Not that we're not going to be involved in that gaming community much anymore.
Right.
But it was like fun to just like do like one thing and like really go deep on one thing for like a full year. Like really chase that. It was interesting like running a social media and like understanding what that was and what it is. I've kind of backed away from using the our main Twitter account for just like random thoughts. It's more just if you're following us on Twitter, go ahead and follow. What is your Oko photo?
Oko underscore photo.
That's yours. And then I'm at CHAFFIN000.
Yeah.
Z. You can't actually. Z.
It's like the fajita sizzling.
Yeah. But kind of like interacting with people in that was a good fun time.
Fun to talk to people.
We're
going to
keep
the
email. There's not going to be an email for the next show. Technically it's going to be that vaultboys@WV or whatever. It's just going to stay that because you have to go through this whole process of changing the contact email. The name of the shows will change. All the social media will change over to the new name. It'll be magic. It'll be like overnight. You'll be like, whoa, look at that. Whoa. And then you'll be like, why am I following this person? And then you'll understand. Then you'll know. Yeah. It was interesting, I think, to... there was that one time that some of the European ZeniMax employees came. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got to show them around Charleston for a little bit. It was pretty fun. Got to spend time with my best bud Austin O'Connor though. I think that's the favorite part. We've had our share
of good times. But it's again, nice. I'm gonna be back here next week. We're not going.
No. But I do want to say it's like, you know, we spent several years where we didn't see each other that often. Maybe once every half a year we would maybe run into each other. So, but like having you with me, it's been really nice.
It's been really nice having you as a friend.
I'm sorry that we had to break up. I'm sorry that I have to go and jump off the cliff now.
That's been one of the good, that was like one of the things that I think made my transition here easier. Because like you and Selena were here. So it was like, you know, I had that safety blanket of like, my friends are here. I have friends right down the street.
We do a little creative project.
So that was nice.
I'm sorry this all is ending and we're all going to die.
I'm sorry that we're just, we're never going to do another podcast again. I definitely won't be here next week to record another one. And I hate your guts, man.
I mean, we're gonna start our own separate podcast called I Hate Austin and I Hate Dave, and that's the tea. And that's the tea. Well, with that, you can follow us on social media right now. At the current time of this recording, we are at Vault Boys WV, at Vault Boys WV Pod. We're just at Vault Boys. Fine. If you're not already following us on social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find us. It's fairly simple. You got the logo.
Man. And you know what? This is the last time we're going to say it.
Yeah. Get ready to sunset this one, baby. From Holler to Highway, we've got you covered.
Six ways to Sunday.
Blowing like the breeze, country road.